I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. There aren't many colorful characters in German politics. Horst Schlemmer bucks the trend. When Mr. Schlemmer announced he was running in this month's national election, it was carried live on German television. He's a subject of a feature-length film called I'm Running.
Mein Name ist Horst Schlemmer, und ich will Ihr Bundeskanzler werden.
I spoke with Horst Schlemmer a little earlier today. Hello, Horst.
Yeah, hello. Who am I talking to?
This is Marco Werman. Nice to speak with you.
Marco, nice to talk to you. This is Horst Schlemmer, you know. I'm going to be the next Chancellor of the Federal Republic of Germany.
You're absolutely convinced of that?
Oh, yes, I am. We do have a prognosis. And the prognosis is saying that I'm going to have at least 18% at the national election, which I'm very happy about, of course. Am I talking to Marco now?
No, I'm still here. Absolutely.
No women? You know.
Now, one of your party's slogans is conservative, liberal, left-wing, something for everyone. You're just trying to position yourself as the anti-candidate, it seems, and be able to make fun of everyone, but also please everyone. I guess that makes you the quintessential politician.
I think so. Because at the very end, if you want to give a solution to the German electorate, you have, in a way, to say that you're conservative, liberal, but at the same time, left-wing. And that might help German and world economics.
18% of Germans say they would vote for you, and I find that a little hard to believe with your nasal kind of affect there. Is that bothering anybody?
No, I don't have that, of course, in when I speak my excellent English, by the way, but I have a Rhineland accent, so people love that in Germany. It's very comforting.
Tell me why you are supporting a change in the national mascot from an eagle to what you call the federal bunny.
Well, we think that the eagle has been there for a long time, but now it's time for a little change. And the bunny stands, I mean, it's juvenile, it's dynamic, it stands for springtime. So what we think is, in this economic crisis, what is needed is also kind of a new dynamic. So that's why we have chosen the bunny.
Okay, Horst Schlemmer, we have to let our listeners in here a little bit, because it is true that 18% of Germans polled say they would vote for you, but your name isn't Horst Schlemmer in real life. Your name is Hoppe Kerkeling. So, Hoppe, you are what? What do you do in Germany?
Well, Horst Schlemmer is a character of mine, and I'm a comedian, and now we have made a movie about Horst Schlemmer, and he's the deputy chief editor of a local newspaper called the Grevenbroich Sentinel, and he decided, after many interviews he had done with politicians, to become a politician himself, so he decided to become the next Chancellor of Germany. Of course it's a fake and it's a comedy, but 18% of the Germans do agree that would be a nice idea to have him as the new chancellor, because the electoral campaign in Germany at the moment is quite lame, and there is no talk about the economic crisis and whatsoever. So I think many people are kind of fed up with the parties now in Germany. So they say, okay, let's fake and say that we vote for Horst Schlemmer. But I think at the national election, if Horst Schlemmer really ran for the chancellorship, no one would vote for him, luckily.
So, Hoppe, who exactly is Horst Schlemmer? I mean, tell us what Horst Schlemmer looks like.
Well, you cannot show a photo of him, of course, but he looks quite weird. He looks like a cartoon character in a way. False teeth, a gray wig, and very pale, gray-looking skin.
I got to say, Horst looks a little like that dirty old man that keeps showing up on the Benny Hill show.
That was what you were saying, yeah.
So, as Horst Schlemmer, have you had any interaction with, shall I say, real politicians, and what do they think about you?
Of course. During my TV shows, that was how I started with Horst Schlemmer before I did the movie I'm Running. I interviewed most of German politicians, so they know him and he knows them.
And did you interview Angela Merkel?
Several times. She's a very nice lady, by the way.
Your party has the catchphrase, "Yes, Weekend," a riff on Barack Obama's "Yes, Weekend."
Which is a misunderstanding, of course,
of
because
course.
The candidate, Horst Schlemmer, doesn't speak English that well. So he thought his slogan was "Yes, Weekend," and he took over this slogan. But it sounds quite nice.
Hoppe Kerkeling, the real-life persona of alter ego Horst Schlemmer. Very nice to speak with you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Marco.